could I send a cheerio out to Auntie Jan Chessels in Brunswick there? And one of the most beautiful. She, you know what? Every time I see her, she says, "How's Fiona, my wife?" She always asks about my missus. You know.
Yeah, I couldn't ask for a better mum in the world. That's what I live for. She's helped out so many people and never expects nothing, never brags about herself.
No, never pumps up her own tyres.
Yeah,
she just gets on with helping her community, you know.
I've got a friend of mine in here, he's in Bowen doing 37-25 on the bottom, and he sent me a letter saying, "I still remember your mum when she went to court for me," and the judges said, "Oh, you know, you got someone, blah, blah," and he ended up getting the fine, you know, like...
Yeah.
She's done that all her life, and she never asked for nothing or anything. You know, even my old man, when he was alive, he played a big part in Mum's life too. Like, he used to sponsor or the Nindy Buyer Workshop, and he was actually the first president of Fitzroy Stars. Uncle Jock made him go president out of respect for what he'd done, got it up and going and all that, you know.
But like, even to have your old cuzzo brother living with you too, you know, Turbo, you know.
Yeah,
that was instigated.
Yeah, he passed away last year,
poor
Turbo. I've had 8 deaths since I've been locked up in just over 2 years, and I just want to get out and look after Mum. I don't ask for much. I don't care if I live in a one-bedroom flat or on the streets. As long as I can still look after my mum, I'm happy.